Okay. So which one? Which one should we learn, girls? Remember, the grimoire can only deliver its teachings to one individual, so choose wisely. Only one? Those are the rules. Protection or destruction, take your pick. Whatever you choose, Grim, I think Penny should have it. I know quite the amount of spells already. Seems fair. Oh, you're too sweet, guys. What should Penny try to learn? Do I want Penny as a healer? I kind of do, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of the girls, they're attackers. Most of them are attackers. So it would be good to have a healer. So I want her to learn restoration. Healing spells could be incredibly useful. And on the phone earlier, I think she mentioned being interested in that type of magic. We'll take the restoration magic. Excellent choice. I must return to my duties now, but thank you so much for participating. Congratulations again. No, thank you, Professor. Damn, I can't believe we actually won. You girls are the best. It was a team effort. Ugh, I really wish I could stay longer, but I gotta get going. I still have to help Nancy during her first time in Aeternum, and then I gotta discuss the heist preparations with Chang. No problem, I think Penelope and I are gonna stay back for a bit. Might as well start practicing our new restoration spells. Perfect, because I feel like I'm in the zone already. Don't worry, Grim. I'm in good hands. You definitely are. This has been a lot of fun, girls. I'm looking forward to many more adventures with my amazing teammates. See you later. Bye! I was worried that Penny would stick out like a sore thumb. I'm glad to see that wasn't the case. Aeternum never ceases to amaze me. No visit is ever the same. There's always an incredible surprise around every corner, and one surprise might be that 8.0 is almost done! And don't forget, if you go to opiman.com and you hit register, you like put in your email address, somebody's... It doesn't matter, you can just make up an email address if you're afraid, you know, somebody's gonna get your information. But anyway, you go in there, you put your username and your password, you hit login, and check your library. You've got Aeternum. It's there. You can hit download. It's an offline installer, just like with GOG, you know. Some of you guys like GOG. Some of you guys like itch.io, stuff like that. Boom. Install. Hit the, click on the EXE. It pops up. There you go. You've got Aeternum. And when Aeternum 8.0 comes out, you'll get it. And when 9.0 comes out, you'll get it. And when 1.0, excuse me, 0.0, I think it's 8.0, well, they're doing it a little different. It's supposed to be 0.8, you know how they do 0.8 and then 0.9, and then you have the 1.0. So when version 8, or 0.8, sorry, comes out, you'll get that, and you'll get 0.9, and you'll get the 1.0, free! You don't gotta pay no money at all, ever. But if you want to donate to Curb This Games, you can do that on the Patreon. And you could probably get it a little sooner. I mean, just in case you just can't wait, cannot get enough Aeternum. Now, I don't know where the hell we are in this game, but we are maybe running to that point where we may run into... Oops, we don't have any more. And if that happens, I don't know what we'll do. I've got some ideas, but they weren't planned. And I've only been playing for a few weeks? Man, this is still only the beginning. Alright. A message from Dahlia. Looks like she's on her way home already. Nice, just in time. I'll go take a piss and grab some food while I wait for her and Nancy. And maybe take a little nap. Playing a tournament is way more tiring than you'd think. A few minutes later. ...1800 Eternals for a horse? Not a horse, THE horse. You won't find a better cavalry steed in all of Aeternum. God, I'm so dizzy. I should have asked Israel about possible side effects. This place reeks of horses and manure, definitely not helping me feel better. Oh, I recognize that scowl. First time? Yeah, isn't that obvious? A bit, but don't worry, it happens to all of us. Rest assured, you only feel like this the first time you log in. That's a relief. The nausea should be gone in about 5 or 10 minutes. In the meantime, you happen to be in luck. I have something that'll be super helpful for a new player like you. I hope it's some medicine. No, it's better. I somehow ended up with one Aeternum premium subscription to spare, and since you're just on the verge of starting your adventure, I figure a veteran like me could lend you a hand. I'll hook you up and sell it to you for only 50 Aeternals. How does that sound? What? Aeternum premium? I thought Aeternum didn't have any monthly fees. Oh, you didn't know? They introduced it a couple months ago, and it's turned into a must-have around here. It allows you to buy and sell weapons, change servers, and customize your hair and makeup. I thought I could do that already. Now without premium, tell you what, it's 45 Aeternals and it's yours. I know I'm new to this whole thing, but that kind of sounds like a scam, to be honest. Scam? It normally costs like 300 Take your Aeternum premium and shove it up your ass, scumbag! Get the fuck out of here. Honey, oh my god, you look beautiful. Hi, Mom. Sorry about that. People in this server are usually really nice, but these lobby areas are full of predatory scammers. How are you feeling? A little woozy, but I'm starting to feel better already. This place is unreal, right? Welcome to Semper Evicta. Invicta. On this server, you'll find several Greek and Roman-themed cities. They take the role-playing seriously here, so you'll feel totally immersed. That sounds really cool. I checked Grimm's room before I logged on and found him passed out. I sent him an invite though, so he'll probably join us when he wakes up. Poor thing. I know he got up really early this morning, so a little nap is probably the best thing for him right now. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Alright, I'll start you off with a little tour then. If you go down that way alongside the main wall, you'll find the stables and the market. If you go the other direction, there's the Pantheon and... Why is there a... Oh shit, don't tell me that... Fuck! Yeah, sorry Mom, we gotta get out of here, fast. Why, did something happen? That's a Western flag. Western? Yeah, there's two factions in the server. You've got the Western Roman Empire, or WRE for short, and the Eastern Roman Empire, or ERE. And if there's WRE flags hanging around, that means they're in control of this city. I've had some minor disputes with the WRE in the past, so I think it'd be best if we just leave and return on another day. Oh, okay then, whatever you say, honey. You're the expert here. Well, well, well. Look who's here, guys! She finally had the nerve to show her face again. Dahlia, Dahlia, you sure did take your time. Oh, Maximo! Mom, this is the good friend I was just gushing to you about. Gentlemen, don't fall for her tricks. This is the mercenary I told you all about. The one who worked for those Eastern Empire bastards and wiped out half of our unit. Half your unit? That's a stretch, don't you think? How you doing, my friend? We took the city a few days ago, as you can see. And soon the whole server will be under our control. Oh, that's wonderful. Truly am so happy for you guys. Best of luck for that. We were just leaving. I'm sorry, Dahlia. You know we can't allow that. What? That wasn't supposed to happen twice. Get your hands off me. Tying Dahlia's hands behind her back. By order of the Emperor, you are hereby under arrest. I haven't done anything. This isn't personal, Dahlia. I admire your skills as a soldier, but the word of the Emperor is sacred and must be kept. Is all this still part of the role-playing? Or are we seriously being arrested? I'm afraid it's real. Thanks to a lovely bunch of idiots who only blindly follow orders. So unless they free us, we won't be able to just log off? Yeah, but there's a maximum number of hours set by Aeternum's General Code of Ethics. The Western Roman Empire is governed by the principles of equality as directed by the Senate of the Roman people. Do not worry, you both shall be treated with respect. We're not barbarians like the Eastern Empire. I'm sorry, Mom. This sure is one way for Aeternum to make an impression. No, no, it's okay. It's actually kind of thrilling in a way. I've never been arrested before. Who are you? Nancy, I'm Dahlia's mother. Mother? How old are you? Don't you know it's not polite to ask a lady that? Your hair, is that your natural color? It is. Are you telling me the truth? Swear on Zeus that you haven't customized it. Wouldn't it be Jupiter? But anyway, yeah, I swear on Zeus. Interesting. Men, I'll take care of this one. Put Dolly in the cell with the other airheads. God damn it. You'll regret this. Ah! Fuck! Oh my god, that was terrifying. I've never had a nightmare like that before. I hardly ever dream in the first place. Shit, I fell asleep while waiting for Dahlia. Hmm? What, they started without me? What, why didn't they wake me up?
Welcome back to Eternum. You've received an invitation from Dahlia. Would you like to join her session?
Yes, ma'am.
Please prepare to connect.
Oh, this place is beautiful. It looks just like how to, it looks just like It looks just like how I'd imagine ancient Rome. I'm digging this toga, comfortable and stylish. And it doesn't seem to come with underwear, so the boys are loving the breeze. Okay, I gotta find Dahlia and Nancy. They must be around here somewhere. Hi. Oh, hello there. You looking for something? Actually, I am. I'm looking for a friend of mine. She's the one who invited me to the server. Your best bet is at the Pantheon. Go down this row and head to the left, opposite direction from the market. She probably went there. There's a rotunda event happening in a few hours. Thank you so much. No problem. Hi there, mate. Would you like to buy a fresh apple? 30% of the net profits are donated towards the preservation of the ocean species and their habitat. Only one Eternal. Just one Eternal? Sure, why not? I'll do it for the turtles. The Ninja Turtles, right? There you go. The apple might come in handy, guys. It's delicious. So sweet. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you and have a pleasant day. You too. Holy shit, people on the server, it's so damn nice. Okay, the Pantheon should be right beyond this door. They really take authenticity seriously around here. This whole city is full of so many intricate details and grand designs. Good morning, my friend. How are you doing on this wonderful day? Good morning. I'm doing fantastic, man. I was just thinking about how nice people are around here. It's in our nature. The sun always shines on Semper Invicta. Are you in need of any assistance? Assistance, yeah. I'm heading to the rotunda. Ah, excellent. Perfect timing for the upcoming Munus, which is sure to be quite the spectacle of unrelenting combat. Do you have a ticket to watch the show? A ticket? Yes, sir, you'll need a ticket for admission to the rotunda. If the guards catch you without one, you could end up fighting for your life in the arena instead of cheering from the stands. I have a few to sell if you're interested. They're only 200 Eternals. Oof, thanks for the warning. I'll take one, yeah. Definitely don't want to lose my level or inventory. Smart decision, sir. Thank you. Have fun and enjoy the show. This must be the entrance to the rotunda. I hope I can find Dahlia and Nancy here. My good sir. Could you spare some coin? I'm sorry? I just need 6 Eternals to buy some food in the real world. Are you a real player? How does someone have enough money to buy a neural implant but not enough to buy food? I lost all my belongings shortly after I bought it, sir. As you know, the implant can't be transferred or sold after being used, so now it's the only thing I have left. Please, sir, just 6 Eternals. I'll exchange them and purchase some food for my hungry daughter. Fine. Take this. Get your daughter a warm meal. Oh, sir, thank you so much. You're too kind. No problem. The other one was also very kind to me. Hmm? Who? Good morning! Wow, cool outfit. Where can I get one for myself? I'm afraid they are reserved only for legionnaires in service of the Emperor. Oh, that's too bad. May I see your ticket? Sure, I just purchased one in the market. Purchase. Tickets cannot be purchased. They're distributed by scribes of the Emperor. They're free, but you need to know someone from the server to get one. What? That fucking scammer, he swindled me out of 200 Eternals. Hold on. Well, we're gonna go back then. We'll go back just a little bit. Don't buy it. Thank you, but I'll take my chances. You sure? I hate for you to fall into any trouble. Let's make it 190 Eternals. Yes, I'm sure. As you wish. Come back if you have second thoughts. This must be the entrance to the rotunda. I hope I can find that cave. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I purchased one, but I appear to have misplaced it. Purchase. Tickets not be purchased. Oh. That fucking scammer. I knew something was fishy about him. Well, lucky for me, I happen to know someone familiar with this server. I was just looking for her. Her name is Dahlia. You'll have to come with us, sir. Do you know who she is or where she is? By the order of the Emperor, you're under arrest. I'm sorry, what? Hey, easy there, bub. What the hell are you doing? Please do not resist. I've already dealt with enough troublemakers today. Let me go. I haven't done anything. I've never even been on this server before. Please don't make this harder than it has to be. I said let me go, you two. You get hit in the head. Put him in the cell along with the others. Fuck, it feels like I got hit by a truck. What the hell happened? Where am I? I'm headed to the rotunda to prepare for the fights. This will be the first Munis since we regained control of the city, so everything has to be perfect. Gets thrown to the ground. Ah, my head! Motherfuckers! Don't release anyone until I'm back, understood? Yes, sir. Hey, you... Excuse me. Hey, you! Dingleberry! Open the door! Why the fuck am I here? Let me out! Are you deaf? I demand an explanation. There's no use. He's just gonna keep ignoring you. Especially if you call him a dingleberry. Huh? Dahlia, thank God. It's so good to see you. I was just... Wow, you look hot. Yeah, whatever. It's just a prison outfit. They threw me in here too about an hour ago. Fucking dingleberries. Damn, that sucks. Why, though? Do they have special rules out here that I'm not aware of? Unaware of. I recognize that prepubescent voice. Oh, God, please no. Not this fool again. You're here? Are you kidding me? Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse. What the hell are you doing here? I was out stretching my legs, taking a nice stroll around the aqueducts, and then I thought to myself, man, in a city this nice, they probably have some beautiful-looking jail cells, too. Let's go take a look. What do you think I'm doing here, bonehead? They locked me up. Why are you here? I've been a regular on this server for years. This is where Dahlia and I met. I was on duty when the WRE took control of the city. Quite a coincidence that all this happened on your watch. Did you fall asleep at your post? Never. But I probably could have saved the entire city if I wasn't a measly level 3. I lost my entire inventory and all my levels thanks to somebody. It wasn't my fault. A fucking ogre killed you while you were too busy bragging. I didn't see any ogre anywhere. There definitely was an ogre, Jerry. I already told you. I saw it all happen. Well, if my little cuddle bug says it's true, then I believe her. But don't you dare try to make any moves on my sweet buttercup. How many times do I have to tell you we're not... Ugh, whatever. No matter what I say, you're too stubborn. So yeah, the WRE locked us all in here too. The WRE, the Western Roman Empire. We used to play alongside the Eastern Roman Empire, who's the other faction on this server. In the past, we've been involved in some struggles with them, so they don't exactly hold me in high regard. Between you and me, though, WRE, ERE, whatever. Same shit, different name. Damn, we're so fucked. So where's Nancy, then? I thought she was tagging along with you. She was, at first. We were captured together, but then the guard took her somewhere else. Not sure where. Probably got put into a different cell, I'm guessing. Oh shit, not the best experience to have on your first day in Eternum. Yeah, definitely not the best. I'm sorry your visit here had to get cut short, and in like the worst way, too. Don't worry, it's not your fault. What should we do now? Well, all we can do is wait. They took all my weapons, so we're kind of helpless here. Can't we try to break down the door and escape? Have you seen the heft of these doors? Unless you want to use that thick skull of yours and mimic a charging rhinoceros, we aren't going to have much luck. Well, if I still had my spells, we would have escaped a long time ago. Yeah, I witnessed how very useful your spells were in Ekabar. That's because you distracted me. You distracted yourself. I could have defeated that monster easily. I did more work in that fight than you did, and I was only a level 1. Oh please, I could snap you like a twig. You're just lucky my sugar plum wants to keep you alive for some reason. I don't know how prison life turned people into such comedians. Let's be real, I'm much stronger than you. Bullshit, I'm stronger and cleverer. Cleverer? Now that's a good one. Now you're gonna tell me you have better reflexes too. Oh, that's not even up for debate. Can you two stop with all the no, mine's bigger than yours? Well, now that you mention it, my sweet schmookums, mine's definitely bigger. You sure about that? It's not because you have such tiny hands? That's funny. That's funny. Alright, that's it. Whip it out and we'll measure. Don't do that! God! Would you two quit? Bah, this guy isn't worth my time anyway. I'll just spend time with my friend here. Maybe he knows something about respect. Who are you? Sir Germain of Noriander, future king of Eternum. Okay. Have I ever told you about the time I slayed a dragon with my bare hands? No, this is the first time we've ever spoken. You see, I was looking for Dahlia, the future mother of my offspring, on the plains of Denaria. We were just about to put her sweet, fertile body to good use when I suddenly heard a loud roar. Anyways, what do you think they're gonna do to us? They'll probably use us as gladiators in the Rotunda's Munus. Gladiators? Yeah, it's a tradition in the Western Roman Empire. When the Eastern faction took control of the city, they canceled all the events in the Rotunda. Ah, a more civilized empire, I see. And replaced them with public executions. Oh! So now that the Western Empire is back in power, I guess they want to resume the exhibitions quickly. It does placate the masses, after all. A lot of players actually request to join the combat exhibitions, with most in search of fame and money. But the Empire throws a few prisoners in the fights as well, so the veteran players can attain an easy victory. If we win, what's the reward? Our freedom. Well, could be worse. I guess all we can do now is just wait till we're summoned. Yep. Now we wait. Now we wait. Wow. Now that my dizziness has worn off, I'm realizing how astounding this world is. It's absolutely magical. How long do we have to be here, Maximo? Just a few more minutes, m'lady. The Emperor should be here any time now. Do you like the dress? Yes, it's so beautiful. And I love how they styled my hair. I'm glad to hear that. My wife's been the Empire's hairdresser for 3 years now. Well, tell her she truly is a gifted woman. Thank you, I will. She'll be so happy to hear that. We've been trying to. On your feet, legionnaires! Behold His Excellency Emperor Claudius III! Ah, yes! You weren't lying, Maximo. She is most definitely the one, no doubt about it. Oh, shit. Let me fix that real quick. Kind of got a little bit too happy there. All right, you might have heard a big thud, but we're good. Okay. She is most definitely the one. No doubt about it. Hi. I'm Nancy. Nice to meet you. Maximo mentioned to me that it's your first time in Eternum, so I'll let this one slide. But next time, whenever I make an entrance, you must bow before me. Okay. Is that your natural hair color? This again? Yes, it is. Why is everyone so interested in my hair? Because of the prophecy. What prophecy? The prophecy of Tarlaco. 1 year ago today, the great oracle of Bacchus prophesied that a woman with fire red hair and green eyes would lead the empire to glory. She would be the direct descendant of Julius Caesar himself and reunite all factions to restore the greatness of Rome. With you here now, bearing the exact appearance that was foretold, you must be the fulfillment of that prophecy. Oh, wow. Little old me? I'm honored. Does this mean I'll have to assume power now, or... A woman? Emperor? Nonsense. You shall become my concubine. But I thought the prophecy said I would lead. The great oracle failed to mention that a man as powerful as me should remain at the helm, and only use the red-haired maiden to provide relief from the stress of ruling. But that's okay. I went ahead and clarified that portion. What? How did you come to that conclusion? I'm pretty sure that's what the oracle meant. But let's not linger on such irrelevant details. Come on, let's go to the Rotunda. I've invited the leaders of the Senate and prepared a few combat exhibitions to celebrate the conquest of the city.
Yes, nice as that sounds, I prefer to go and find my daughter.
Your daughter? Where is she?
Your men arrest her and are probably holding her in prison.
That's unacceptable. Maximo, retrieve my concubine's daughter immediately.
Yes, my lord. Oh, well, that was easy, but I'm not your concubine.
Come with me. The munus is about to begin. Your daughter will join us shortly.
All right.
Yeah.
Now you're making me yawn, too. I hope Nancy's okay. Yeah, I hope so, too. Look, Jerry's own story put him to sleep. Yeah, looks like it. He can be annoying, but he's not a bad guy. He has a good heart. I know, I never admit it to his face, but I think so, too.
Oh.
Maybe we should start warming up. They're gonna call us to fight any time now. Are you worried about the match? I've seen how you fight. I'm pretty sure you'll kick ass. Yeah, I mean, I do train hard to ensure I'm at the top of my fighting game. And I've seen some of their professional gladiators. Most of them shouldn't be a problem.
Me, on the other hand.
We've been training hard these past few weeks. I think you can win your match, too. You're good, and you learn fast. Just remember what I told you. Maintain good posture. Keep your core tight and block or dodge as many strikes as you can. Wait for your opponent to leave an opening, and then hit them as hard as you can. And don't forget to control your breathing.
Yeah, I remember, but it's easier said than done, especially when you're in the heat of the moment.
Plus, I don't have the experience you do. It just takes time. When I first started, I had no experience either. I'd never even held a sword before, but I just stayed disciplined and trained every day for years. I even went to a martial arts dojo in Cretan for a while to learn more advanced techniques. Do you always play in combat-oriented servers? Semper Invicta is actually one of the more quiet servers that I visit, even if that sounds silly now given the current situation. This definitely isn't the norm. But yeah, I do prefer servers with a lot of action. Except for the Cove, but that doesn't count.
The Cove?
It's just a small server that has a cozy little beach. I go there whenever I want to relax or to be alone. I'm the only one with access to it.
Really? And how'd you manage that?
It was an exclusive reward from a quest I completed some time ago. You need the password to gain access to the server, and I'm the only one who knows it. That's amazing. So, what's the password? Nice try. Come on, I'm not gonna go there without asking for permission first. And I won't tell anyone else, I promise. Well, if I tell you, it's because I'm trying to learn to trust you, alright? And if you ever tell anyone, you're gonna lose my trust forever. Of course, I wouldn't betray you like that. Okay, the password is... Stormblade. Thank you, Dahlia. It's nice to see she's beginning to trust me. I know she wouldn't have told this to just anyone. Stormblade, I'll have to remember that. Your secret is safe with me. For your sake, it better be. I'm gonna kick your ass otherwise. Well, I'm gonna be much stronger than you in no time, so that's not much of a threat. Oh, really? Weren't you just crying about how scared you are about this Rotunda match? Don't twist my words. I only said I happen to be lacking some experience in the area of combat. In a few more weeks, you'll be no match for me. You're pretty cocky for a guy that's never won a single sparring match against me. But I'm getting close. I just need more time. And your dreams, Noodle Arms. You're never gonna beat me. Oh, you wanna bet? Ha, sure. Whatever you want. If after 2 weeks you still can't beat me in a fight, you'll have to do all my chores for an entire month. Alright, and if I beat you, I'll do anything you want. I mean, you're not gonna win, so it doesn't even matter. Anything I want, huh? Anything. Like, anything, anything? A-N-Y-T-H-I-N-G. I couldn't care less. Am I imagining things, or is she being kind of flirty? Well, that's the case. Remember the other day when you told me you didn't have a gag reflex while we were in the kitchen? Yeah. Well, how do I put this politely? I'd really like to test out whether you're lying or not. Wait, what? Seriously? You're a fucking pig! Oh, come on, you were totally hinting at something naughty. I'll do anything you want. But I thought you were gonna ask me to flash my tits again or do a striptease or something. Oh, damn, so you do all that too? Of course not. I'd only agree to that in the first place because you'll never beat me in a fight. Like, ever. Well, if that's the case, then why does it matter what I want? Getting naked, testing out your skills, or any other thing? You're so positive you're gonna win anyway. I guess you're right. Fine then, you have a deal. You're still a pig though. I want you to oink too while you're doing all of my chores, alright? All month long. So we have reached an agreement then. Yeah, whatever. I need to make sure things are crystal clear though, Dahlia. Oh, Dahlia, what are you gonna do if I win? Don't count your eggs before they hatch, Grim. You have no chance. Still, a bet is a bet. I need you to say it out loud. If the world turns upside down and you somehow manage to beat me in a fight within the next 2 weeks, I'll suck your cock. Happy? Yeah. With what I'm asking you, sure you don't want to raise the stakes on my end? No thanks. Doing my chores sounds good enough. As you wish. Oh shit. The Rotunda awaits. You will fight for your freedom against the Empire's champions. Lady Dahlia, however, you are exempt. Legionnaire Polo will escort you to the rostrum. What, me? I don't have to fight? That's correct. Nice, but why? Orders of the Emperor. But what about them? Do they still have to fight? I've only been instructed to retrieve you, so yes, they will still be sent to the Rotunda. Polo, please escort her. Escort her. Let's go, Lady Dahlia. What? No! If he can't come with me, I'd rather just stay. Don't worry, my yummy bear. I'll be alright. I'll fight in honor of you. She's pointing to me. Don't be jealous. I'm sorry. These orders are straight from the Emperor himself. You three will be provided with Legionnaire armor and... You know, now that you mentioned your Legionnaire armor, what's going on with them? I know you guys are dedicated to your role-playing, but at least be historically accurate with your equipment. I mean, they look more Greek to me than Roman. Like Spartan armor, I'd say. I mean, for fuck's sake, did you guys even take history in school? You three will be provided with Legion. And what's with the uncovered chest? According to historians, that's a myth which originated in... You two will be provided with Legionnaire armor and weapons. It'll be a battle to the death. If you win, you'll be granted your freedom. Freedom. Otherwise, the afterlife awaits. Now go gear up and await further instructions. Any questions? No, no. All clear. Death or glory? Death or glory? Alright, guys. So, this is the perfect time to cut it for now. We are going into the rotunda for the fucking match of a lifetime. So, alright, guys, I will see you next time with more Eternum on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned, guys. I am out of here.